Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about living a blessed life and looking at the ways that Jesus defined the things that make us very happy, that fill us with joy, that result in Him declaring that we are blessed. And generally, it's not the things that the world would define as criteria for living a blessed life. In fact, we've talked and prayed this week about being blessed when we mourn. When we pursue hunger and thirst for righteousness. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week by talking about being blessed when we're a peacemaker. The Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. We've looked this week at various parts of Matthew chapter 5, the first part of that chapter, in what we typically call the Beatitudes. Jesus wants us to understand that the things that bring eternal joy, the things that fill our life with satisfaction, which lasts, are the things which draw us nearer to Him, the things which will help the people around us see Him more clearly. And this calling of God to be a peacemaker, the Bible tells us that as far as it depends upon us, to live at peace with all people. There's a recognition within that instruction that sometimes there are people that, well, they don't want peace. But we still put the effort in. We still make the attempts to be that peacemaker. The example that we have, well, is our Father. It's why we are called children of God when we choose to be a peacemaker. It's because we begin to look and act like Him. As far as it depends upon God, He has chosen to make peace with all people, doing that through His Son Jesus. And just as is true with individual relationships, not everyone wants peace with God. But it doesn't stop Him from offering it, from working in the lives of people by His Spirit, by His Word, by His people. And so when the very nature of God is to bring peace between us and Him, when we do similar things, people look and say, ah, you look like your dad. You act like your father. You must be God's child. And living life as a peacemaker is, well, it's not easy. Especially because our human flesh, our human nature and desire is, well, rather selfish. Being a peacemaker is often about putting the needs of others above our own. Not that that should be such a shock. The Bible tells us that we ought to be doing that. But we're pretty good at making excuses at justifying why their needs aren't really all that important. and why ours are more important. Not that any of that really flies with God, but it tends to make us feel better for a time. And then His Spirit convicts us if we're paying attention. His Word challenges us and teaches us. And we grow. We grow in honoring one another. We grow in living at peace. And when we choose to live at peace with God, it creates a foundation of an ability to live at peace with others. Jesus says that if an army of 20,000 is coming against you, or you with your army of 10,000 is going up against an army of 20,000, will you not, while you are still a long ways off, send a delegation seeking terms of peace? The presumption in the illustration used by Jesus is, well, you don't have a chance. Now, sometimes we're not so observant. Pride creeps in and we think, well, I think I might be able to take their 20,000 with my 10,000. We tend to overestimate our ability. And there are many who choose not to seek peace with God because they think they can take Him. Now, they may not say that out loud, but that's what we mean by our actions. And I think sometimes we miss this truth of the need to seek terms of peace and what that means. Because Jesus tells a couple of different stories regarding our need to be reconciled with God, to have peace with God. And then many kind of look at the next section as Jesus is teaching as, well, He's moving on. He's talking about discipleship, not about peace with God. And because He says, if anyone does not give up everything he has, he cannot be my disciple. And many times we read that independently and we think, well, I don't want to be that level of disciple. I'll be a fan. I'll go to His concerts. But I'm not going to get crazy about this. But if you look at the context, Jesus is not changing the subject. He's still talking about the terms of peace, because I left out the beginning of that part about giving up everything to be His disciple. He says, in the same way as those who don't stand a chance and seek terms of peace, these are the terms of peace, and it's called unconditional surrender. You don't get to set the terms. I don't get to set the terms. I simply say, God, I give up. I don't stand a chance. I'm at Your mercy. And because we're accustomed to dealing with people, we're afraid of unconditional surrender. Because what if they take advantage of me like so-and-so did? What if God takes advantage of me like people do? And when we seek peace with God, we surrender unconditionally and say, God, You're in charge. And doing so helps us to be peacemakers here on earth, because we recognize we're not in charge. I don't know, but that may be the single greatest hurdle to peace among people is the struggle of who's in charge. We can get along if you do things my way. We can get along if I'm satisfied. And unfortunately, when all parties are saying basically the same thing, not everyone can be in charge and fully satisfied. But the true heart of a peacemaker that carries the heart of God within them is a different statement. It's we can get along if God's in charge. 1 John, the letter of 1 John tells us that if we walk in the light, just as He, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship. We have fellowship with God and we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. How did Jesus walk in the light? He walked in the light submissive to His Father. And He could bring a message of peace to all mankind because He says, if we do what my Father wants, like I'm doing what my Father wants, we can have fellowship together. And we are blessed when we help people find peace with God. We are blessed when we help bring peace between ourselves and others. We are blessed when we live as a peacemaker. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us what it looks like to have peace with You. It's made it possible. Through the blood of Jesus, through the fellowship that we have with Him, we find peace with You. A peace that came because we chose to surrender. Not with our list of demands and expectations, but an unconditional surrender that simply says, God, You are in charge now. And Father, it's not that that's the way that we have peace with one another, that we tell them they're in charge, but we have peace with one another when we agree together that You're in charge. And because You're in charge, we honor one another above ourselves. We consider the needs of one another more important than our own needs. We seek reconciliation. We seek restoration. We repent. We forgive. We show mercy. We do all of those things because we've seen them expressed to us through Your Son, Jesus. And we understand the peace that we have because of that. So God, today as we live life desiring to be, not only desiring to be Your children, but desiring to be noticed and called as Your children by the people around us, may we choose to be a peacemaker. And Father, sometimes that peacemaker role recalls for us to be a mediator, to speak truth. But Father, many times that role of peacemaker calls for our silence. That when we remove the wood from the fire, the separation, the flames go out. And so God, give us wisdom. And not just the best way, but in the godly way, because that is the best way to be at peace. Give us that internal peace that we can only find when we're at peace with you. And may that be the foundation that we're able to build peace with one another upon. May we put into practice those words that James wrote to us. To be slow to anger, slow to speak, but quick to listen. And God, today, as we have opportunity, may we be the one who leads towards peace. Whether that's peace within our family, within our church, within our community, within our nation, within our world. May we not be those that stir up division and dissension. But may our words, when they're necessary, be words that bring peace, that bring comfort, that bring healing. Forgive us for the words of anger, the words of division, the words of hatred. And help us, as your children, to be the peacemakers that make us look like your children. And Father, as we pursue peace with you, as we pursue peace with one another, may we continually lift up Jesus as the only way that that happens. So that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.